that's right. I'm right here at the Greenwood Library this afternoon. I told you I'd be here, and I am here. And right now, I am in the Teen Center, and I tell you what, there's a lot of activity going on. They got projects. We're going to be talking to Tracy Oots, who is the Youth Teen Director. And Tracy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Well, it's good to be here. It's been a while since you and I have talked.
It has. It has. Good to see you.
Right? We had done some book discussions, I think, in the past, where you have offered up your opinions to such books as we have talked about.
Yes, we have.
That was fun. That was fun. That was something a little different, and that was fun to do. But, of course, since you've moved here to the new library, there's just been so much going on that it's hard to get people away, so that's why I decided just to come down here and see what's going on. So in the Teen Center, what exactly is the Teen Center, and what makes it special?
It is for those who are in grade 6 through 12. We wanted to give them their own space when we moved into this building, so they actually have an enclosed, designed teen center that is just for them, that holds their adult fiction collection, and any programs that we do for teens, we do here in the teen center. Anyone is allowed to come in, but we only allow teens to stay.
So you got to be a card-carrying teen?
If you were in grade 6 through 12, you are welcome at any time. We do welcome parents and anyone of any age who wants to read our collection, but after they get their favorite book, they will leave, and this area will stay just for teens.
Well, you do a lot of cool programs. You've got a lot of arts and crafts during the summer. You're always doing movies, right? And you have movies just for teens. So what's on the schedule for the summer?
Well, with our summer programming, we have a theme. This year it is Universe of Libraries. So we are using the outer space theme, anything to do with aliens and other planets and otherworldly things. So all of our movies have to do with outer space. And we've actually even gone back in time for a couple of the movies. We have taken movies that are 35 and 36 years old that are probably older than some of the teen parents. But they have a good message with them, and we are showing those along with our craft project.
And they come to those movies that are 35 years old?
They do. They do. You know, when you send somebody out in outer space, it's the same. You know, the little lights in the program may be a little different. You know, it may be jazzed up more and all, but the themes are still the same. Outer space is outer space.
Let's see. What was, there were some good older ones. What was it with living in outer space? What was it? The family, the travel, the family that ended up in outer space. Lost in Space, yeah, that was one. And when you see that now, you just go, God, I watched that.
We didn't go quite that far back in 92. It was black and white on TV. But we did pull out Space Camp, which is about 36 years old. And I can't even think of the other one, about the Starfighter, that's about 34 years old. So those are two old ones. Now we have some current ones we are going to be showing. Probably the newest one is Ready Player One, which is based on the teen book. We're going to pull out Men in Black, the trilogy, particularly with the new movie that's coming out. And we're doing the newest Star Trek as well.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a good collection. And you show them right here in the teen center?
Yes, we have a really large TV, and we display them here in the teen center.
That's cool. You know, I one of my questions would be is how much participation do you get from teens here in the teen center? With the way things are today, that would be a curiosity question on my part.
It really depends. We do have more activity in summer, even with our movies, simply because they want to come and socialize. Whether it's sitting quietly watching a movie or chit-chatting away doing a craft project, they will just come so they can actually meet other teens their age.
So you have a good turnout for the teen center.
We do. Now, they're in here constantly for football, of course, here in the summer. For our movies, you know, we average 4 to 5, which is not many, but it's still a good portion for us. Here in our craft project, we have to limit those to 8, so those spaces go really quickly and early when we have registrations ready to go.
Now, what about a summer reading program? Do you have something going on with a summer reading program? This idea that kids slide back has become very, very interesting for a program, isn't it?
Now, we do have a reading program that we go on. You know, the children are used to reading from birth. And when they turn in, or actually they're rising graders, they come into the teen center where they have a completely different program here. We allow them to read 5 books during the summer. We encourage them to read 5 books during the summer. It can be for fun. It is summer after all. We want them to enjoy their time. And once they read their 5 books, they get a T-shirt, a very pretty graphic T-shirt that has the theme on it for the summer.
That's a good thing. And, you know, it is good to keep kids reading. And, you know, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go talk to Lou and Jody down there in the children's department down there, the children's part of the library, and they have a huge reading program going on down there.
They do, because they actually start from birth with just listening to books, and they go all the way up through fifth grade. I believe their program is by minutes. They read a certain amount of minutes, and at the end of the summer, they get a medal, I believe, for their award. So when they become teens, it changes.
I understand. Everything changes when you become a teen, and then when you become adults, it really changes. I don't know. You know, this growing up thing, everybody wants to grow up when they're a kid, right?
Exactly. And you want to grow up reading and begin in the library. This is home. It's fun.
I know, but then once you get grown up, you're like, why was I in such a hurry to grow up?
Well, all of us want to grow up too fast, and if you ask any teen who comes in here, they're grown now.
They're ready for all their decisions, right?
Yes, but they have not a dollar in their pocket.
Yeah, but they got mom's credit card, right? There you go. There you go. Well, what are some of the projects you are going to be doing this summer? I saw just one that's coming up on June 27th. That's from 2 to 3. You do have to make a reservation. In fact, I'm sure that's probably full. But what is this program, Moon Gazer Jars?
That actually is a painting project where they will be painting bell jars, and they are going to be painting any kind of outer space, planets, whatever they think of as when they look up to the moon and gaze at the moon, whatever they think about, you know, whether it's a constellation or whether it's just a bunch of stars, their painting will be a whole lot better than ours.
So these aren't really to look at the stars.
No, these are actually just to take what you think of when you look up at the sky and see what your version of that is. And it may be a constellation. The one we try to do out there, I think, has a sun on it and it's got a moon on the other side. But they will be much more creative than we will.
Well, I tell you what, the moon has been just fantastic here, and the aspect of being able to see Jupiter has been really something for this summer. So I'll be interested to see what they come up with in their ideas, and have they been looking at the sky? You know, I think the other thing is, with kids so intent with their cell phones and their gadgets and everything, I would think it would be difficult to get teens to the library for reading. What do you think?
Well, a lot of them are being encouraged to read anyway from their schools. They have summer reading lists. And as they come in to get a book for their school, we encourage them to add a few more on top of that that's on their reading level, that they enjoy. They can even read a graphic novel if they like comic books. I do limit them to one, but they can even read that as part of their summer reading program. So they're already coming in getting a book. So we just encourage them to get a few more and then get a cool T-shirt out of it.
You said graphic novel. Certain things went through my mind.
I added comic book. but we do have a lot of comic book readers, and they become graphic novels when they get so big, and they add so many volumes to it.
Oh, I didn't know that. See, there's something for everybody, and we have to name stuff in order to make it palatable for everybody, right? Oh, it's a comic book. No, it's a graphic novel.
They want to know that it's a novel because it does have words in it other than bam and snap.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, so then you're doing a solar system bracelet coming up in July, and then you're doing a star jar.
Now, the star jar actually is also with the mason jar, but they will actually be taking some very thin tin and punching holes in it and forming their own constellation and version of the sky. Putting a little candle in it so it lights up at night and shows their night sky.
Well, we just have them go out and catch fireflies.
Well, if we had any, I would.
That used to be a lot of fun. That used to be a lot of fun, catching fireflies.
And we did that a lot as children and everything. That's the number that we killed.
There you go. But anyways, well, those are neat projects. And as you said, it's for 6th grade through 12th grade. Now, another one of my questions as I was getting ready for this is, what if somebody has grandchildren that are here for the summer or here for a couple, 3 weeks, and they're looking for something for their grandchildren to do? Can they bring them? Can they register them? Can they be part of these programs?
Most certainly, yes, they can. We actually have grandparents who will register their children who are living out of town. Some of them actually participate in the reading program. Others, they sign up for the craft project. So, yes, if you've got some grandchildren who are going to be in the area, bring them on in. We would love to meet them, and we'd love to have them a part of our summer reading program.
Okay. All right. So if you have grandchildren and you're wondering what to do with them, sometimes that's a question. You know, after the first couple, 3 days, you go, okay, what are we going to do now? Yeah. Now, also, can the teens, do they use the computers out there?
They can use the computers, and I believe it's at age 12 or 13. Don't keep hold me to that because I do not work in a computer lab. But they are allowed to use the computer on their own, or if they're younger than that, with their parents.
So, because I know the computer lab certainly is a huge part of what happens here at the library. It is so useful for so many people that don't have internet at home, don't have a computer at home, to have a place where they can go and use computers.
Yes, and a lot of them are holding on to their Chrome notebooks during the summer. A lot of them have their cell phones. We have Wi-Fi here at the library, so they're able to come in and hook up with Wi-Fi as well. I actually had a young man earlier today who camped out and played his games on his phone and played here in the teen center because it was to the Wi-Fi.
Well, you want kids to come and hang out at the teen center, don't you?
Yes, it's cool. In more ways than one.
Yeah, it's nice and cool in here. You are right, Tracy. You are so right. Well, anything else you want to talk about as far as the teen center and what's happening here? It's a part sometimes you may not think about, but it's very useful. And like I said, if you're a grandparent or if you got kids coming to stay with you during the summer, this would be a great place to have an escape to.
Yes, and if you've got to do reading in the summer, if you are reading for school, if you have a summer reading list, please come on in so we can get you hooked up with those books. Maybe that we have to put you on hold. Maybe that we have to get the book from a branch, but come on in so we can get that done so you can enjoy your summer.
Now, that brings up another point, because it's not just the Greenwood Library. We have 96 and Ware Shoals, correct?
Yes. Along with the bookmobile, we actually get a lot of teams that are served mobile as well. We get a lot of the summer programs, and we have a lot of teens through there, just like out of Promise, about all of them out of Promise and everything.
So that's another good way. Now, how does the bookmobile work for getting to people? Does it have a special schedule?
It does have a schedule of stops, and that can be found on our website. Just look under the bookmobile. It will tell you where they're going to be at what time they're going to be there. But they also will find teens and children up for these summer programs, and they can have the same benefits there as they do here at the library, except no TV and no movies and no crafts.
Darn, they're deprived.
That's what.
You know, but it is amazing how we have really been able to push the fact of reading out there into the world through so many avenues. It's no longer limited to those that just have access to books. I mean, anybody can have access to the books. Anybody can come here to the library and participate if it's a teen in the teen program, the children's program. We're going to be talking to Jody in just a little bit down there about all the programs going on. And I think it's terrific. So as you... When you get through summer, what happens after summer as far as the teen programs?
We all go on vacation. but no, actually, we're here every day of the year that we're open is up for holidays. So they are welcome to come back in. But once school starts hitting up, it does slacken off because, you know, teens are so busy with school and other activities. We do see a huge decline, but they're still reading. Still having to do projects for school. They're still having to do reading lists. So we'll end then as well.
You know, there's another aspect of the library that we haven't talked about is how you can access it digitally, and you don't even have to come in. I mean, that's a big part of it, too.
Exactly. We now have, and I did forget about the e-books, but we do have a lot of e-books. We have a lot of audio books. So you do not have to come into the library. If you've got a valid library card, you can go to our website, you can download the app, and you can get free of charge and download them to got any kind of phone, tablet, pad, it does not matter anymore.
I know, and I think sometimes, you know, we always think about the library as got to come to the library. But with that, it certainly has expanded the reach. Now, and you also have a lot of magazines, too, correct?
We do, and if you go to our website, we have something called Flipster that allows you to view a lot of magazines free of charge. Rare for me to buy a magazine anymore because I can view them on our library website. And, you know, if we've got the teens who just think it's not cool to be, you know, found with a book in their hand, they can have their cell phones and nobody will ever know that they're reading a book on it.
I know, I was listening to one show one day and the guy, they were making comment. The guy was saying he always tells his kids, no screen time, no screen time. And he was sitting there at home and he was actually reading a book on his device. And the kids were saying, I thought you said no screen time. I'm reading a book, see? And, you know, we had to explain that because we don't think of it that way.
Because it's rare, as much as I love to have a book in my hand, it is rare for me to be found with a book in my hand anymore. I usually have my Kindle or my laptop or something like that with me where I read books.
So as we move forward here with some other programs going on here at the library, you know, I was looking over this list. You do have Star Trek, Men in Black 3, Men in Black 2, Men in Black, Independence Day. There you go. That's a good one. Ready Player One. I'm not sure I knew that one. And The Last Starfighter. Some good movies to come out and have a good time. Now, how do people find out these programs are going on, Tracy?
Right here, right now, but you can also go to our website at any time and find out what's going on anywhere in the library at any branch. We have a calendar of events up there that shows you what's going on every day in every department, but we also have flyers that they can pick up anytime they're at the library. We'll be glad to send those out so they can find this information just about anywhere now.
They can, and they will also, in the library, you can, there's a drop-down menu that says Teen Center, Children's Center, I mean, all the different departments you can go directly to, depending on what you're interested in. So, Tracy, see, this wasn't that bad this afternoon.
The radio silence could be just on dead air space.
Nah, you did a good job here today. This is what it's all about, having conversation, and hopefully people will realize there is so much here at the library and the fact that the Teen Center is so available. And again, I think a nice possibility is when you have kids with you, teens, and you're a grandparent, or maybe you only get to see your kids every so often, use the Teen Center as a place for them to get to know other kids. That would be a terrific way to meet other kids in this area.
Yes, this is a space where they can just come and hang out, and we do see that frequently happen in the summertime. So come on in, go sit back. We've got movable furniture. They can just lay all over it and enjoy themselves.
And that's the story at the Teen Center.
It'll wake you up if you start snoring.
All right. Well, listen, check out the Greenwood, South Carolina Library. You'll be able to find it real easy if you just put that in. Check that out. Find out all the things going on. Stop by. The Teen Center is on the second floor, right where all the computers, right around the corner from the computers. Tracy is here. They've got a good staff, and they can help you find whatever type of books. And remember, adults, if you'd like to come in and pick out a book, you may, but you may not sit down and stay. Is that right, Tracy?
That is correct.
All right, Tracy. Thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
All right, that's going to do it. I'm going to head on down, time for the news, and I'll be back. Don't you go away.
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
Hey, well, I'm on, and I'm live at the Greenwood Library right here in the children's department, sitting in a children's chair, yes, at a low table, and I am here with Jody Gable. Jody is the head of the children's department here, and Jody, this place is amazing, isn't it, for a children's department?
This is beautiful, beautiful children's library. You have a light off.
Well, and you know, and I know because of your teaching background, I mean, you were at Cambridge, you loved teaching little kids and this type of thing. This has to be like a dream come true.
It's a dream job. It is a dream come true. I love it.
Well, that's great. So, as you've been working with the children's department here, one of the things that I've always been fascinated by about the children's department here is the fact that you have a program for children with autism. You have a whole section of the library. I think that's kind of unique. And a couple of years ago, I was interviewing one of the girls that was helping set that up. We still have that department, correct?
Yes, we do. In fact, we're right in the area, corner, where that section of the library is. It's the section devoted to 2 and 4 children with developmental delays and who are on the support. Families, and there are all the fun hands-on activities, games, videos, DVDs, books for all ages. And yes, I would like to tell you that Ruth Taylor, she married, and she was the former coordinator for the children's services in Greenwood County, and she worked really hard on that, and I'm very proud of her.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that, you know, it was in the developmental stages, and it was something, and I was looking, I saw on your website, the Greenwood County Library website, that you have a whole brochure about all the aspects that can be gotten from this. It's not only for kids, it's for adults, and it's for people to use as a tool.
It is. We would like to help families in any way we can with this information. We also offer a special story time once a month, the first Tuesday of the month, that we call it sensory story time. And it's children of all ages, siblings may come, they're adults, of course, and parents to come with them. But we have this special story time, and in July, we have a parent support group that we'll offer here in the library with one of our staff members, Terry Cross. That the date slipping my mind, like, I don't have it at our table.
I wanted to bring this part up because I think this is such an essential part of the library, and since we have so many kids that are have these issues to deal with, it is awesome that our library is actually what I would think a little bit ahead of the curve in having a program like this here at the library.
Also, I'd like to add that we noticed that staff that had services to help families meet here at Staples or in our green room at Greenwood.
Well, That's if you're dealing with some of those issues, I think that would be an excellent. If you haven't been to the Greenwood Library, you may not have known that it is such a good resource for that. But so that's one aspect of it. And then, of course, there are all kinds of programs going on here. One of them is, of course, your reading program. And I was impressed with this universe of stories that you have going here this summer. I was upstairs talking to Tracy, and we were talking about all the projects and everything they're doing that are space related. I was telling her, shoot, we need to have a telescope and be outside at night looking at the stars.
That's the summer for a universe of stories, and we're really excited about that theme. Of course, the 50th anniversary of moon landing has given us an opportunity to explore space as a theme. But also, just in general, the library has a universe of stories every day for the kids to explore, all kinds of topics.
So what is the summer reading program? How is that working for the summer? What exactly do you do for that? And can somebody still get in on it, even though they're just maybe getting started?
Absolutely. The summer reading program is for all children, birth through. We handle through the fifth grade here in the children's room at all our branches and at Greenwood County Library. And whether your children are readers or listeners, they may sign up with an adult and log their reading. We try to have them pace themselves, read for 30 minutes per day, and try over the summer to read 24 hours total in order to earn the reading medal, the coveted summer reading medal.
Now, how many medals do you think you'll give out? I mean, what type of numbers are we talking about here?
Oh, I'm sure we will give at least over 600 medals.
600?
Yes. Wow. I'm guessing.
I would think. Wow, that's impressive. So what does somebody have to do to sign up their child to be part of the reading program?
Well, this year we are piloting our online option for signing up. So you can download the app Read Squared, and it will walk you through it. Or you can come into one of your branches, which most people do, and we will sign you up online with your basic information, the parent's name, the children's name, ages, grade they're going to be in school, just the basic information, and that app that they're able to download is going to help the parent log the reading. It's really cool if they have multiple children, the parent or the caretaker can keep up with that. And when you do it with this app, they're going to have incentives like badges, videos. NASA is sending videos of astronauts speaking and extra things like that, from what I understand. If they come to one of their branches to sign them up, we still are going to give them a regular hard copy reading log or reading record with the theme on the front and a little packet of stickers. And the children can physically put those stickers on all the spots. And when the spots are covered after July 31st, they bring them back to the library, and we reward them, and we make a big deal out of giving them those medals. We try to make it like or something fun.
Well, you know, that's neat. But, when I think that kids that are reading, they don't lose. You know, I think this whole program about not sliding back when they go into summer, you know, we used to do that as kids. We used to not read much during the summer, right? We went out and played and did all these things. So it's good that we're having that concentration on reading during the summer.
It is. It's very important. Instead of saying, you know, talking about how much they backslide, I guess as a teacher I used to just say, think about the kids that are out there reading, how much they're learning, how much they're moving forward, and you want to be one of those kids that's moving forward and learning, and you're doing that too, because it's a good thing, it's good for your brain, and just all of the statistics and research shows us that, it's just common knowledge now. And we see the parents take that seriously, and they are in here. They're looking for level readers,
They're looking for books that are easy and fun, but something that will challenge the kids, too.
You know, and I also think that the programs that you have, you know, from birth, we talk about how much reading can a parent do to a child. I was reading something about how many, if you read one book a night or something, what that would add up to be able to get an award or something. Isn't that, didn't I read something about that?
For kindergarten, is that what you're thinking? That's a great program that we have here. 1,000 books before kindergarten. Little ones can listen to stories with their parents and color a little star, and when the sheet with 100 stars is complete, they bring it back and get another one and another one and another one, and all of a sudden you've read 1,000 books before kindergarten. So that program is awesome. We also are very fortunate to have the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program.
Tell us a little bit about that, because I was reading about that one, too, the Dolly Parton. Now, what the kids, they have to sign up for that, correct?
Sign up for that. They can sign up for that online or at the library, and it is sponsored by Emerald City Rotary.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. I think Prudence is a member of Emerald City Rotary.
Yes, she is.
She's a director. She's a director here at the library. So, you know, that's good, Prudence. Good job.
We're very grateful. Very grateful to offer this program. And we...
How does it work?
We have 570 little ones getting books here in Greenwood County.
Now, those books are actually mailed to them?
Mailed to them monthly. And that age is under 5 also. Birth. They can register from birth. And each child in a family gets it. Not just one family gets it. Each child gets their own set of books, and it comes to them in a package with their name on it. And the books are awesome. They're not like books that just come, oh, they're just everybody books. They're special books, and I've read many of them, and they're wonderful.
Do they have anything like a foreword from Dolly Parton, or does Dolly Parton send something with it or something?
They do, and I happen to know a little bit about it because my granddaughters get the books in their home, and they are already super fans of Dolly Parton because they know Dolly has sent them those books, I think.
Hey, Dolly, good merchandising concept there. Get them started even younger, liking you as a star, right?
Yes. Need to thank some other people for those books, too.
But that's a good program. That's a super, super program. Now, one of the other things I know that's going on during the summer, you have special summer programs during the season, and these are brought to you by the Friends of the Library, and always, every year, the Friends of the Library, the book sales that we have help generate the dollars to do this. And what are some of the programs that are on tap for this summer?
Oh, my goodness, we have a wonderful wonderful list of programs and events. And again, always refer to the Greenwood County Library System website. And there you can see the full schedule and the branches and bookmobile schedule also. But we just had the bubble circuits last week, and we had a real success with that.
Well, the bubble circus. Now, come on, what's the bubble circus? I missed this one.
Oh, you really missed it. So Bubble Circus, Stephen Langley from around Rock Hill, the Charlotte area, came to all of our branches and performed, and it was outstanding. He did all kinds of things with bubbles. He made a bubble snowman. He put vapors inside of his bubbles. He put bubbles inside of bubbles, and he made bubbles move on a tight rope walk. I've made a tightrope walk out of one. It was just wonderful. And I think if we totaled up all of our numbers, we'd be pretty close to having 500 children see these events over all the branches. That's pretty great.
So what's coming up?
We are going to have two other big events at our branches and here at Greenwood County Library location. The next one coming up is the Science Tellers coming with their Aliens Escape from Earth. So what they do
they tell a story, and while they're telling their story, they're doing all kinds of science experiments. So that is exciting, and we usually have a good success with that. And the date on that, I can give you that coming up. We have July 9th and 10th.
Well, that's coming up pretty quick. Now, do you have to register for this?
No, for the big events, everyone is welcome, and we try to have those in an area of our libraries where we have plenty of room, so there's no worries about the big event.
Will that be over in the Veterans Center over there?
Yes, ma'am. We also have movies here in Greenwood. We have a wonderful story room. If you drive by the Greenwood County Library and you see the circular part of the building, the rotunda, down below, in the children's corner, ours is used for the story time events and puppet shows, all kinds of fun things. And we have a fantastic projector and big screen that drops down, so we can put on some fun movies and make it really, really seem special when they come up here. And we're doing a movie every other Friday, and this Friday is the Lego movie here in Greenwood. I believe 96 is doing some movies, too, this summer. So I'm not sure what their next movie is.
So they just need to check the schedule or call the library over there?
Yes, I definitely know that I'm coming up on that.
All right, so we've got the Lego movie this Friday, and then do we have any other big programs coming up after the Science Fair one?
The Pork Chop Productions, they're going to come do a performance of Chicken Little. And that's toward the end of July 23rd and 24th. We also are going to celebrate that 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing on July 15th at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock here in Greenwood. We're going to stream with Smithsonian Museum and NASA are supposed to be streaming a live celebration with, I guess they're going to replay the landing, and we're curious how that's gonna be.
Well, that's gonna be pretty cool. And now that's gonna be going all across the nation, right?
Yes, at all branches across the country, you have the option to join in on this, and we signed up.
Well, I think that's pretty cool. So people will come here, and then you'll be watching it in the auditorium, in the children's auditorium center,
in the children's room. Yes, in that auditorium there. I did want to tell you there are all kinds of make and take workshops, a galactic story time in Ware Shoals on July 16th at 11 o'clock in the morning, painting moon rocks in 96 South Carolina at that branch June 25th. We're going out to Chick-fil-A by the mall and doing some story times. I'm doing one this coming Monday. 10 o'clock Monday, June 24th.
Wow.
We're always busy here. We're putting books away in alphabetical order and numerical order. We're talking to patrons, helping them with their selections. We're putting on programs. We're just having a good time.
You know, I think one of the things that Prudence always tells about the library is that while most people think of the library as a quiet place, she likes to think of the Greenwood Library as a noisy place.
That's the day that I knew it would be a wonderful dream to work somewhere like this, a library like this, because I agree with her. We talked about that, and it's very hard for young people to stay completely quiet in a classroom or in a library. Now, every now and then, you know, the talking gets super loud or a temper.
Distracting.
Right. Temper tantrum. But we notice that the adults handle that very well, and they've made it a wonderful environment for us.
So I'm noticing behind us right here, it looks like it was an aquarium at some point. Was it an aquarium, or what's the deal here? Because it's got a telescope, it's got an earth in it. I mean, it's got the whole thing here. What is the deal here?
Well, I have been told that it was used as an aquarium, but right now we call this our ice spy tank, and it's one of the funnest activities
for the kids to come and do. They get a sheet of paper with the things they're supposed to try to find in there, and they mark them off, and then they come back to the desk, and they are rewarded with a sticker.
So do you change this up?
Yeah. We have a very special employee, Marf, that is doing this I Spy tank, and she makes it very, very fun, and there's some cryptic or some kind of rocks hidden here and there. There's aliens in there.
Aliens in the tank? Oh, my goodness.
Aliens in there.
Now, another question I have for you. You know, so many times we have grandparents that have children coming for the summer or coming for a couple of weeks, and, you know, after you've run around and done a few things, you can get a little boring, and you kind of wonder what to do with the kids. Can they bring them here to the library and be involved in some of the projects here?
This is a great place to bring the children. All children do need to have very good supervision here. That's not a place that you...
It's not a drop-off.
No, absolutely not. This is a place to enjoy and be a good role model to your young person about literacy and enjoying books and enjoying this kind of space. This is a different kind of activity for kids to do. It's not like going to a gymnasium or a restaurant play area or a gymnasium or a camp. This is a place where you have
time to interact with each other. Yes, yes. So, but, I mean, you don't have a problem, I mean, if the grandparent is a member of the library, I mean, to bring your grandchildren here and participate in some of the projects?
Yes, and we have grandparents all the time that are doing that.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, on the road right here at the Greenwood Library. I'm talking with Jody Gable right here. So, Jody, what else? Sorry, I had to give that ID here.
That's fine. I really want to give a shout-out recognition to the staff I work with. Let me use my best thinking here. I want to tell you...
Put your thinking cap on.
With my thinking cap on. I want to talk to you about the great people that I work with. There are so many fantastic staff members here at Greenwood County Library. In the children's room, we have Mark. She's been here, I think she said 25 years.
Oh.
And everybody...
So she was in the old library to the new library. I mean, you know, I'm sure she just loves being here.
She is a wealth of knowledge and a fantastic resource to the community. And I told her today, I hope you know how much I love the way you do story time. You're awesome. I've worked with a lot of teachers, and you're up at the top of the storytellers I've worked with. She's excellent with puppetry. When I've been to state library events and meetings and conferences, everybody knows her. She's a legend, but she's a very humble person.
And she's right here at the Greenwood Library.
Every day, practically, except for Thursday. And Carrie Gross is another employee that I work with, and she handles our 2D story time with the little ones from birth to 2 years old. So they're our first little story time people, and she does an outstanding job with that. They do little dances and play with little scarves and egg shakers and all kinds of little hands-on
things. It's very interactive.
Very interactive. Good way to put that out. So we have Mark, Terry. We just added a very cool person, Drake Halo. He's worked at Greenwood Community Theater for some time, and currently he is the Cat in the Hat. We have the Cat in the Hat working here.
This is special, folks. We have the Cat in the Hat at the Greenwood Library.
It doesn't get any better than that. So,
does he wear his costume?
He hasn't yet. Here. They came for a photo op, so he did come in here with it, and I think that was pretty funny. But we have Melissa from Weir Shoals and Shannon in 96, and we have a staff that takes the bookmobile out all over our community and helps young people in different
facilities, daycare centers and such, have access to the book, too.
Well, you know, there's nothing like getting a child started early and getting them accustomed to the idea of reading. That is so, so important in today's world, because even though they're going to be doing it maybe on cell phones or readers or tablets or whatever, you need to be able to read to be successful in this world.
Totally agree, and I've been a lifetime trying to help a lot of people read.
So as we kind of wrap this up, I know you are excited about what things are going on here. It looks like you are an excellent fit for this department here. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us, things that are going on, anything else that's happening that maybe we've missed? You know, when you talk about puppetry, one of the things that I know you have in that auditorium out there, you have your own puppetry theater was put in. That was pretty cool.
It's awesome. Wonderful, yes, we have that, and we also have an interactive puppet theater in the children's room area where the kids can have access, and they have puppets for them to play with while they're visiting the library. So there are a lot of options here. We have lots of puzzles, hands-on activities for building.
Do you have computers over there? Did I see computers?
Yes, we have a computer lab that the children can use. And any adult that brings a child is welcome to use it. It's one library card for one computer. And some of the computers are set up with a touch screen and a keyboard and games loaded just for kids. And they use a headset, and they can put their age in their appropriate games. We also have ABC Mouse for free here. I think a lot of people, I'd like to get this out before we close, a lot of people don't realize that to get a library card, it's free. And that little kids can have library cards. They can be trusted with library cards. And they really need to have a library card once they get, I mean, we can give them a library card from birth.
Well, they could say, from the day I was born, I've had a library card. Sounds like a song to me.
Absolutely, absolutely, they can do that. And, you know, as they are wanting to use the computer and do different things in the library, it does help if they have their own library card.
And it's not difficult to get a library card, is it?
No, the main thing is an adult or parent needs to bring them and be able to show their contact information, proof of contact information.
And that they're a resident, I guess, of Greenwood County.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that, too.
But if you are a resident of Greenwood County, you really should get a library card, because there may become a time, maybe not every day, but there'll be a time where you need that library card, and it'd be great to already have it.
Yes. I wish more people would think about that and take that up and come on in and get one, especially for the children.
And, you know, how about the online part of the library? I'm sure you have books and everything that are specific for children that they can do from home online.
We do. We have that option, downloadable selections. They use their library card, and they can download it on a tablet or a device. And I've heard many people, that's what they do now, and that's why I might not see all of my friends here at the library. But we still have plenty of people that like that book in hand, like sit with a child up in their lap and have that special time. I saw something. It was something about how important it is to just have that time where you are physically sitting together, enjoying that book, holding that book, pointing out things in the story. Child, those things are so important, and kids remember that.
Yeah, you can't, and once they get too old, you miss that time.
It's a window, and boy, we see it here. The kids, it doesn't take long, and they're off and running and looking for their own selections and doing it on their own.
Right. Well, you know, Friends of the Library sure does a lot to help our children's department here. Wouldn't be able to have these summer programs if it wasn't for the Friends of the Library. The book sales are so, so helpful. And by the way, just inside the front door there, you can always buy a book.
Yes, we have that bookshop right there. We usually have a member of the Friends of the Library, working and helping, volunteering, guiding people. Every day that I work behind the scenes, you see the men and women from Greenwood come in and sign in the volunteer book, and they log in and sign in that they're there. And I think a lot of people in Greenwood would be surprised how many people are involved in the library behind the scenes and how good it is. That's another good thing that we have going here.
Absolutely. Well, they built the facility. It certainly has turned into an awesome, awesome place to be able to come, and more people need to get out here and see all the possibilities, from the genealogy to the computer lab, to the teen center, to the children's
language options. Just so much. Oh, I didn't even get a touch on this. We have, this summer we're working with Anytime Fitness, Destiny of Greenwood, and we are having lunches here for the free lunch program.
That is awesome. Yes, I saw that in your notes there. I'm glad you brought that up. But the free lunches, if they're here. Now, how do they sign up for that?
The registration. This was done through grants. And I noticed that other cities are doing it too. Not just something here, and it's free summer meals. We're doing the lunch, and it's our pilot year. We're going to see how it works here. So far, it has been wonderful because of Angela and Thelma Christopher at Anytime Fitness. They are amazing women, and they are looking to help all the kids who might get lost in between things. They're making sure they get.
So how does this work? I mean, is there a certain time, or how do you get the lunch program?
Well, we have it here, and it's non-perishable. Nothing has to be refrigerated or cooked here. We have that fantastic story room with tables and all the things we need on our end, and we have it delivered or pick it up every day, and we have a time that we can do it, 11:30 to 12:30, and then after that's over, there are other sites that people can go to for other meals, snacks, and that sort of thing. But for us, we are doing that lunchtime, and we have some volunteers, young people in the community that come and help us, and the Anytime Fitness has provided us with a helper, too. And mostly we tell our patrons we have it, and a lot of them are surprised about it, and you see that they're thinking, well, I really don't need this, but then they're joining us with it, and it's really been fun, and we feel like this way there's an opportunity to touch a group of people that might need a meal.
Well, not only that, I would think there would be the fellowship involved in it.
Absolutely. We sit, we talk, we find out a little bit more about one another through this process when you eat a meal together.
Right.
It's really cool, too, because it's pre-packed, and we tell the children that, you know, as they open it, when you take this out, it's your little trash can, so you're going to clean up after yourself, too. And then they can select what they want to eat, open, and have. And if they don't want it, or they're allergic, or there's a problem, they go put it on a share table, and it gets shared with others. We try to teach them not to waste in the process, and that we can share this with someone else who might like to have it. And the adults are allowed to eat from the share table. This program's primarily for kids 18 and under.
So from the share table, we could, if an adult was there, they could have something too. Well, that is an awesome addition. I understand. What if you fed over 100 children just in the last 2 weeks?
We have. And we've been worried, I've been worried. You know, what would happen if we had a number of people come and it would be too much for us? And we would look into that and have to adjust. But so far, it's been a good balance here. And again, there are many sites that are available, and other meals that are being served like this around Greenwood this summer. Splash Pad has been included on Fridays. Arts Council is involved, various churches and camps.
I think even the schools are doing something. Some of the school programs are.
Yes, and then I just heard that they also are serving them at the movie theater when they have the free movies, too. So it's a great option. It's hard to feed your kids all those extra meals. They're always hungry.
Well, that they are. I heard in the news the other day that the thing about summer break is that it can increase a household's food budget by about $300 a month.
Sure.
That's a huge increase for people that are just making it.
Yes, yes. So we're participating in this, and it's been a positive.
Sounds like it's been a blessing.
It is.
That's great. Well, listen, Jody, is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we wrap this up this afternoon? You've done an awesome job. I know you were a little nervous about this, but you've done an awesome job.
Thank you very much. I just want to share the thought that we want everyone to get out and look at these programs and events for children in all of our branches. Try to make a visit to the library soon.
That's right. Come by the library. Go online, check out their website, find all the different programs. There's actually a drop-down box. If you look under programs and you look for Children's Center, there'll be one for the children's. There's one for the teens. All those different programs are right there. It's easy, easy to find. And we wanted you to know that the library is user-friendly for all ages, from zero on up, right?
Yes, and that is one of my favorite things to do here when someone comes in and I can tell when we ask, would you like some help? And some will say, well, I haven't ever been here before or I haven't been to the library in a long time. I like to tell them, let me show you or let me show you how to look up a book that you're interested in or let me show you where juvenile e-fiction is. That's what I love doing. It's fun.
And there's so many places, nooks and crannies, to sit and just enjoy and relax. So come on out to the Greenwood Library. I think you're open till 8 o'clock tonight, right?
Oh, no.
Not tonight? Today's Wednesday?
Oh, no, yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday till 8 o'clock at night, and then Thursday and Friday are 5:30.
Okay, all right. And Saturday is a short day, right?
They are. Saturday we're open at noon to 4, and Sunday 2 to 5:30.
Okay.
Both those afternoons.
All right. So gather up the kids. Come on down. Check out the library. And sometime when you need to get away, come to the library by yourself. Maybe you'd like to do that, too. Hey, Jody, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for visiting us today.
I feel very special sitting at the children's table here.
Funny, I didn't even notice we were in little chairs.
Well, fortunately, I fit, Jody. I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.